You can find car sharing schemes in many cities around the world. Some places even have a fair number of electric vehicles. But Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, is a rarity. It combines the two. The Avon2Go system is an increasing part of the city's mobility mix, with hundreds of cars and scores of locations. It goes the extra mile for its users. Monocle's man in Ljubljana, Guy Delorni, is one of them.
Electric car on road so dark, to change the end, rewrite the start.
Welcome to Ljubljana. You'll just have to excuse me a moment. I'm choosing which car I'm going to drive today. Should it be the BMW i3? Nah, a bit too flash. Smart for two? There's a problem. I've got three passengers. Renault Zoe. Now we're talking. All it takes is a swipe of the app, and the car is mine. I don't own a car, and I don't want to either. It's altogether too much hassle and expense, and that's before you get into the environmental part of the equation. So, the Avon2Go system is made for people like me. It's low in cost, high in convenience, and scores a great fat zero on emissions.
Electric car on verdant green.
One of the most important pillars for us is mind shifting and education. Before we started to sell anything, we create the concept of how to create mind shift.
Matej Cher is the founder of the Slovenian rental company Avant Car. He started Avon2Go in time for Ljubljana's stint as European Green Capital 3 years ago.
I read about the initiative about the Green Capital. This is somehow we can participate to the city in the right moment with the right product. And I knocked on the door, and I can say that we got great support, and all the dialogues we had were in the way how to make mobility cleaner and smoother within the city.
What do you think other cities can learn from the Avon2Go experience? Obviously, you're hoping to expand regionally, but I guess, you know, somewhere like, you know, Paris, London, that's maybe beyond what you feel that you want to do.
Our ambition or vision is not to be biggest or to make billions, but to change the world in the smart way and to enjoy it. So first step is like Croatia, so to do it internationally first in the region. Ljubljana, Slovenia, Croatia is our laboratorium, where we learn how you can provide mobility as a service for the smaller cities and even maybe rural areas in order to be sustainable. So once we reach this point, we feel we are able then to teach other part of the world about it.
Electric car, the new.
Not so long ago, driving an electric car was the sole preserve of a certain kind of nerd.
Let's take a ride.
These days, it's not even the future. It's happening right now. And with many forward-thinking transport projects, Ljubljana is in the lead. This is a city which revolutionised its urban environment by prioritising buses, bikes and walking. Deputy Mayor Tjaša Fitsko is one of the masterminds.
Avantkar, actually, they came to us with the idea of having 100% electric cars. And we were really up for that idea, for two reasons, I think. First of all, because it's electromobility. We adopted our electromobility strategy back in 2013, so it was a good thing for us because of less emission, less noise. Another important reason was that it's also a good example of sharing economy, with many or more Avon2Go cars in the city. We have less other private cars and less crowd in the city.
Why does Avon2Go work? There are plenty of rental locations with protected parking places, and a logistics team whizzes round making sure that all of them have cars available. Plus, the prices are ridiculously reasonable. But don't just take my word for it. Here's another satisfied customer.
My name is Nate Novak. I'm the founder of Novak Law, which is a law firm established in Ljubljana. We use Avant2Go as one of the main means of transportation for the whole company, meaning all our employees who need to go for a business trip, a meeting in Ljubljana or in the area, they normally use Avant2Go's. It's well spread around the city, and the stations are in locations which make sense. It makes our administration much easier. Everyone knows where the cars are, and we have zero admin work with our trips around Ljubljana, which is a great thing. Let's take a ride in
an electric car. The ambition of Avant2Go is to persuade people that car ownership is a concept which should be consigned to the dustbin of history. Well, it certainly works for me. For Monocle, in an electric car in Ljubljana, I'm Guy Delaunay. Come on and take a